After any war and its destruction comes reconstruction. Sometimes the rebuilding happens even in the midst of war, as in Afghanistan. This next story focuses on an effort to rebuild one part of the capital, Kabul. The neighborhood is called Murad Kane. It was once a prosperous town in its own right, a stop for merchants traveling the famous Silk Road. But by 2006, Murad Kane had become a slum. The neighborhood's ornate, handcrafted buildings were rotted and collapsing. Now the area is the focus of a massive restoration effort coordinated by the Turquoise Mountain Foundation, a Scottish non-governmental organization based in Kabul. Laura Spiro sent us this report from Kabul.
Rodmatullah Oryakel spent years designing modern structures in Kabul's urban landscape. But a few years ago, the civil engineer started coming home covered in mud.
When I came first here, the area was so dirty, smell and flies and everything, dust everywhere.
Here is Murad Kane, a historic trade town near a row of tire shops and metalsmiths along the Kabul River. When Oryakel was hired to help refurbish Murad Kane's traditional mud and wood buildings in 2006, he wasn't even familiar with restoration rules, which require using the same materials and construction methods as when these old buildings were first erected a century and a half ago. His first assignment was in a dilapidated building called the Peacock House, which once had been an affluent home.
The building was in such a condition that we used to climb to the first floor single person at a time. We were worried that it will fall down. And when I started surveying in the Peacock House, we find out that these buildings are built by very clever masons, carpenters, joiners, and the designers had a very peculiar taste. I discovered that that building was really a very fantastic buildings. And that day I thought I should work here for some time to know these buildings and to preserve our history.
Oryakel has worked on two buildings in Murad Kane. First, the Peacock House, and then the Great Sarai, an elaborate merchant's home with three courtyards.
This building is one of the buildings that we don't have similar like this in the whole Kabul. It's about 100 to 150 years old. When you move around the building, you find very tricky paths. And when a new person came here, most of the time, they can't find the way to outside.
At Kabul Polytechnic University, where Oryakel studied, the curriculum does cover some traditional Afghan building styles, but not many. Murad Kane was a completely new challenge for him.
This is a lot of time taking. First, you have to do a lot of research to repair a small piece of the building. So you have to meet the old people in the area to find out who worked this, which mason. And you cannot plan exactly the time when you will finish. Because when you start working, excavating, you find out that something else is also wrong. You have to repair that also.
Some of Murad Kane's surprises have been dangerous. One day, a log broke beneath a building that had been jacked up to repair the foundation. The entire structure crashed down a few inches.
Half of us were inside the basement and half were outside. And I shouted everyone their names, and fortunately everyone answered my sound and we were not hurt, any one of us.
Walking through Murad Kane today, maybe what's most striking is that all of these exquisite buildings were already here, buried under 6 feet of garbage. A section of debris has been saved in a glass case. It looks like a layer cake made of rotted wood, plastic bags, and unnamed refuse. Just 5 years ago, the top of this tower was ground level. Now, it climbs about halfway up a smooth wall.
After some time, I got in touch with these buildings, and when I went home, they see me from top to bottom covered with mud, and they asked, "What do you do, Father?" And my wife, one day, she said, "Are you an engineer or you are a laborer?" I explained for them that what I'm doing, it's a job that needs somebody to do it because I'm saving my culture, I'm saving my history. And I think I gained a lot of knowledge into myself.
For the world, I'm Laura Spiro.
You can see images of the Peacock House before and after its major renovation. Check out the slideshow at theworld.org. This is PRI.